Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wow. Welcome. Halima will be with us in just a few minutes. Come on in, get a good seat. Make yourself comfortable. Uh-oh. Hold on. All right. Rename myself. Hey, welcome, Halima. Let me unmute you. You're talking. There you are.
Hi. Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Wherever you may happen to be.
Look at all these Zenobia grays. That's because I gave people the link without the registration link.
Oh,
isn't that fun?
I was wondering how that happened.
That's my alias, Zenobia, Madam Zenobia, the hand reader.
Oh, don't tell then, right?
Oh my God.
Oh no. Well, I tell you what, I don't know if people can rename themselves, but I think if you, okay, so if you're logged in as Zenobia Gray, do us a favor. Hover your mouse down to the bottom of the screen and click on the participants box. And then next to your name, you should see, if you hover over your name or hover over you, hopefully you can tell who you are. How would you do that?
How would they tell who they
are? Oh, you know what? Because I think it puts your name up at the top when it's you. So hover over that and you should see a box. Hopefully it'll either say more or it'll say rename. And please rename yourself so we know who you are. Otherwise, when we get to the Q&A time, we're going to be saying, Zenobia, it's your turn. And I'm going to be over here trying to keep track of who raised their hand and who posted in the chat first, and everybody's going to be called Zenobia.
Oh my goodness. That's why I needed you for help, because I'm not good with this stuff. Oh my goodness. Thought I would just be easy and give everybody the link.
Yeah.
The recording's on. Is that okay? Or?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. They're just...
Pause it or...
Okay. Well, I'll pause it until you're ready to go.
Okay. So welcome, everybody. This is Monday, June 3rd. This is the fourth healing call in the series of four healing calls. And then next Monday, same time, we will be meeting just to do a launch, to share our wins, to share any transformations with each other and celebrate and have a wrap-up call and treat you with an amazing secret Sufi protocol that connects you, first of all, makes you like the tree that you were born, the tree of life inside you, where you have roots in the earth and branches on the outer and the inner, connecting you with many, many people on the inner, with the angels and saints, and connecting you to whatever your next steps are in a holy way. Oh, good, more. Hi, Donald. Wow, we can see Donald's face. Hi. So today's the fourth call. This is bittersweet for me. And so let's just open with the Surah Fatiha, the opening prayer that connects our hearts, souls, and spirits with each other in a way that we can taste it, feel it. We're always connected on the inner. And it also opens up all our energy centers. So just travel with this prayer. Let the vowel sounds open as we call in all the infinite help from the divine, the angels, the prophets, the holy beings. Letting go everything from the day that's already happened, anything left on your plate today, tonight, tomorrow, just leaving it, it'll be there. Turning from the outside to the inside, bowing our head to our heart, fully in our body as we bring heaven to earth inside us, opening our cup, our chalice of our heart. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malikiyom etin, iyakanabudu ayakanastain, hitina sirat ala mustaqim, sirat ala dina anamta alehim, ayur makdubi alehim, waladalin. Amen. 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 Oh, my beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, Allah, you are the all-knowing, Al-Aleem. You are the truth, Al-Haq. You are the love, Al-Wadud. And you are the one who guides us, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ya Hakim, Ya Hakam, Ya Adil. And all your divine names we ask, by all your divine names, we fully turn our hearts to you to receive all the greater than imagined blessings today and this final healing call. Before we have our launch call next week, same time, we ask the help, please, to send all the nearby angels, guardian angels, healing angels, creative angels, soul purpose angels, to fill the homes and the rooms where these beloveds are today around the world, wherever they are. Please, to help us, please also to send the light of the holy prophets and all the holy cosmic beings in all the religions in all time, space, on planet Earth that have come to help us. We ask for their help and their light to guide us through this call today. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. There is no God but God, only the one. And Jesus, Rasulullah, is his messenger. Abraham, Rasulullah, Moses, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah, and all the 120,000 behind them in all the religions and all time. Asking also the help from the holy women, Mary, mother of Isa, Rasulullah, and all the holy women. We make no separation between the religions, between the prophets, between the men, between the women. Only one. Illallah, 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 illallah. And remembering that the divine is inside us, in our heart. Amen. 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 Okay, beloveds, welcome. And so today is the fourth call of the healing calls. And then next week, Monday, same time, same link that you registered for. We will be having a launch call and a secret Sufi protocol to really open to the inner and connect you with all the help there is for you on the inner, to connect you with your soul purpose and your next steps. Today's call, as on the schedule, was guidance for visioning your next steps, releasing the brain mind, and connecting to your sacred heart to receive divine guidance. So as we've been talking about for a long time since we started these calls, is the brain mind is not a guidance system. So the brain's function is to implement the guidance. It is the manager of the guidance. It is brilliant. If we don't deny our beautiful, brilliant minds. But in the Sufi way, anyway, the way that we do it is that this is the path of the heart. And so what we've been doing for 4 weeks and through all the MP3s and through, you know, the classes and the tools is opening the path of the heart to purify our hearts until our hearts become one with the divine love. So we first focus on the hologram of the heart, purifying it until it just becomes filled with divine love, divine truth, and the truth that we are all one and the unity and the union with the divine inside us. So that's the first part of the path. The second part of the path then, after we fill the heart and we're anchored in the divine love and the divine truth, the divine unity, then what happens is there's a light that opens up the divine mind, the divine consciousness, not the brain mind, and cleans our black mind into a white mind, the mind of gnosis, divine knowledge, and the meaning of things. And what I mean by black mind is, it's black mind is, you know, sounds awful, but it just means the mind that's based on logic and reason. the mind that's based on programming, tribal beliefs. Oh, we should do this. Oh, it's not going to kill me if I do that. Or this is what I should do. Well, it's not going to kill me. Different things based on programming, DNA, ancestral belief systems, and definitely false programming from the divine matrix, from the different, religions, no blame or shame, just different beliefs. So we've been slimed. And again, I've said that for a while. So we're here to wake up. So the first path is the heart, which is what the whole point of this whole program has been. And I invite you to continue to use the practices after this program's over, and just to continue to open your chalice, just to be the love, and to be the truth, the love al-wadu, to be the truth al-haq. Al-haq is the highest truth. And the truth is, you are a divine representative of God on this planet. You have everything you need inside you. And to rely on that, what is decreed and written in your soul before you're born, and not our brain, our head, doesn't know anything until it becomes the white mind. And then it's a whole different kind of knowledge. It's the gnosis, divine knowledge. So, the body has wisdom too. So, you can do muscle testing for things. And, the body definitely has a wisdom as well. Your belly wisdom, your, I'd rather have you listening to that than your brain. And don't do what I did, because for 48 years, what I did was trusted my brain to find my life purpose. And I went through many, many careers that didn't touch my heart and didn't touch my soul. And so I thought, oh, I like travel. I work for an airline. Oh, I like art. I work for a gallery. Oh, I like marketing. I started, an advertising company. All that kind of thing. So it didn't take me, it didn't scratch the surface. And it never took me to my higher purpose as a healer, teacher, speaker of truth, and leader. And it took me, which I wouldn't have never known in my brain, because I couldn't have planned it because I didn't even know it was there. The divine guidance took me to the Sufi path. I didn't choose it. I didn't even know what a Sufi path was. So it took me there. And the divine guidance also took me to the Hand Analysis Institute, where I learned how to read hands and fingerprints. So it's like, I couldn't have planned that if I tried. So, finally over time, we begin to realize we know nothing, which is one of the first stations on the Sufi way. One of this is to realize we know nothing. And there's a Sufi saying also that says, oh, divine love, mother, father, spirit, God, increase me in my perplexity of you. Increase my perplexity. And so, our inability to understand suffices us, and we just keep relying on the divine, until we go into the higher dimensions. But right here in the 3D world, it's really about trusting the divine knowledge of the heart. So we're going to be working with three master qualities for divine guidance. And the first one is that we'll be working is Ya'alim. It's Al-Alim means the all-knowing. And then when we invoke it, we're saying Ya'alim, oh, divine knowing, help us to know the truth. So we'll be working with that for a while, I think, because this is a master quality. And what happens is Ya'alim, we'll also be working with, I might as well tell you, Ya'haq, which is master quality, divine name. And then we'll be working with Al-Hadi, the guide. So we'll put that in the chat. But for right now, let's just stick with Al-Alim. So Al-Alim opens a clear white light that unites the higher mind with the heart. And it opens us to intuition, dreams, visions, signs, inspiration, and divine knowledge. Al-Alim. Thank you, Deborah. It's A-L-I-M, pronounced A-L-E-E-M, Alim. And again, the vowels, you always allow the vowels to go right, penetrate right inside your heart. So this opens us to the divine knowledge of love, unity, and truth. Al-Alim. It also cleans the third eye for those of you that have a strong third eye. But it's like a divine knowing. It's like that gnosis that comes in. So until we can complete the cleaning of our hearts, until it becomes complete, and until we can complete our white mind, this is a master quality to use. So if you're trying to make a decision, or you think you have your decision, you can sit with that decision and say, and just bring it into your heart. So for instance, say you're dating somebody, because this works like miracles. Say you're dating somebody and you really think, oh, this is the one, this is my twin soul, this is my this is my that. And you've only known them for a month. Or, you know, say for the guys of meeting a girl or girls meeting a guy. So you just sit with that and you sit for 20 minutes and you think from your head, because you wish it was, right? So part of surrendering our thoughts is to let go of how we want it. And just to sit with, okay, is this the beloved that you would have me have? Oh, divine knowledge. And then you would sit with that. It's like and begin to let go of your preferences. The head says, you know, oh, he's got a good heart. He loves his children. Oh, this. Oh, she's this. She's that. Oh, she's a 10. You know, whatever it is. So, you know, your mind has 50 million reasons why this person is the one. And yet the divine has a bigger knowledge than we could ever have. It knows what's going to happen 3 months from now, 3 years from now, 30 years from now, in this life and in the next. It knows what's in our highest and best. So you would sit and surrender your preferences. You can let the mind go through all its preferences if you want. And then you drop into a deeper place and say, I know nothing. God, you know everything. I know nothing. You know what's best for me in this world, in the next. If this person is for me, bring him or her toward me. If this person is not for me, please make it clear and make me content with your knowledge. That's the big part. It's like, if you don't get the answer you want, are you willing to listen to it? And the other part of it is, if you don't want to know, don't ask. So, because you will get a knowing. So, and then you sit with Al Alim or Ya Alim. You have the complete knowledge of everything. Increase my understanding and give me knowledge of this and anything hidden. So you would sit with Ya Alim, Ya Alim, Ya Alim, Ya Alim. And you're just going to sit with that until you get a feeling. You might get a feeling of, oh yeah, this is it, or you remember. You'll be remembering some of the red flags that you ignored about the person. And also what happens with this guidance when we turn over our guidance and learn to surrender, what happens is that you may not get an answer in the moment, but you might have a dream. Or what will happen is what happened to a friend of mine. I said, she really thought this guy was the one. I'm just using an example because this can be very practical. It doesn't have to be like what's the meaning of life knowledge, but it can be very practical in your life. So she thought, oh, this guy was he was fun. He had a good heart. This is the one. So I said, did you do the guidance prayer? Did you really ask for providing guidance? And she said, no. I said, well, if you want to, you might want to try it. So she sat with it. She surrendered. She sat with Ya Alim, Ya Hadi, Ya Haq, you know, whatever quality. And really turned over and said, okay, I want to know from you. You know better than I do. What's the truth? And she sat with it and she did it before she went to bed. And then in the next morning, the man called her and said, you know what? I haven't been honest with you. I know you want to get married. I don't feel like I keep leading you on. I really like you. We have fun. But the truth came out. So the truth will come if you don't get it in the moment. Know that when you really surrender and want to know the guidance, it will come. Some people will get a dream. One man, I just want to give you some stories to let you know it works. So one man, he wanted to buy a car. He's going to buy a new car for the first time. He's always buying used cars. So he wants to buy a car and he's asking everybody and everybody has an idea. Oh, get the Mazda. Oh, get the Cadillac. Oh, get the Ford. Oh, get the, you know, Mercury, get the this, get the that, get an SUV, get a sedan, get, you know, whatever, get a bus. So he was going crazy. And then everybody had a suggestion who the best car dealer was and all of that. So out of complete frustration and not knowing what to do, he tried this. And again, the guidance prayer, it can be done before you go to bed if you really just want to sit with that question before you go to sleep. So you might get a dream or an inspiration. So he did it actually a couple of nights. And then the third night, he did it again. It's like, okay, what car do I get? What's the price? And what's the dealership? I really want to know. I just can't decide. It's too confusing. I don't want to make the wrong choice. He woke up in the morning before the sun came up and he got green Mazda, brand new. He got an exact price to the penny and he got a dealership that nobody had told him about that was about an hour away. So he followed it. That's the first part. Second part is he followed it. So we went to the dealership out in Weston and he wrote down the price exactly. It was like, I don't know, I can't remember now, but it was like $18,344.22. I mean, it was like that specific. So he writes it down on a piece of paper. He goes into the guy, the dealer, and he says, okay, do you have any green brand new Mazdas? It's green. Yes, we do. Okay, here's my price. And the guy goes, whoa, wait a minute. That is way too low because that's my price. And his wife is with him and saying, don't say Allah told you. Don't say Allah told you. Don't say God told you. So he said, that's my price. That's my price. He went up to the manager and to the boss of the place and he walked out 2 hours later with that car at that price. So it can be practical. So it's really about releasing our brain, mind, trusting our bodies, trusting our heart, trusting the divine inside us, and really working with Yah Aleem. God is the all-knowing. And let me just read what this quality is just a little bit. Yah Aleem. And then we'll do a practice. So you can choose to ask guidance if you want about your purpose or whatever it is you want to know. But Yah Aleem does open our soul purpose. And Yah Aleem says, each and every one of us is given according to our nature and to the work we are meant to do. So open your heart and this divine name of divine knowledge, Yah Aleem. It has the power and the energy required for your work, and it will be given to you. It also will be given to you as enthusiasm, love, and freedom. So let me just read that again. This is Yah Aleem. So since this is a soul purpose call, you know, you can open to whatever you want, but if we want to open to what your soul purpose is or any guidance for visioning, you know, what your next steps are to open your right livelihood or your purpose. Yah Aleem, each and every one of us is given according to our nature and to the work we are meant to do. Open your heart and the knowledge, the power, and the energy required for your work will be given to you, as well as you will be given enthusiasm, love, and freedom for this work. Yah Aleem. See the world as contained wholly in you, for the world is a human being, and the human being is a world. Yah Aleem. Yah Aleem. Yah Aleem. And it suggests to do it 150 times a day if you want to, if you're really wanting an answer about something. And or if you want to open your third eye or your divine knowing in a deeper way. So is there any questions about that, specifically about this? And then what we'll do is I'll give you a couple of minutes to really sit with your intention in your deep heart, letting go of any preferences of what you think your purpose is, what you think you're supposed to do, And then we'll chant together, Ya Aleem, and knowing that the power of this group together and the power of this quality and all the light of all the divine beings that support us, God willing, will open up something for you today in the moment or through your dreams. It's intuition. You may get a sign. So anybody have any specific question about Al Aleem, Ya Aleem?
If you have a question, you're welcome to raise your hand and I'll unmute you to raise your hand, or you can just unmute yourself, I think, at this point.
Yeah. Anything specific about Ya Aleem or anything I wasn't clear about?
Make it simple. Mehar is unmuted.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Wow, very, very powerful. The only thing I want to ask is you just make the Surah Fatiha and then make the intention before you start?
Yes, it's always good to do this, you know, the Surah Fatiha, the opener, if you want to, just to set your intention. And, you know, whatever it does that takes you into the place of surrender.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, you may know the Istikhara prayer, which I will send people. There is a specific protocol. Do you know the Istikhara?
Istikhara, yeah.
Yeah. So basically we're doing that. I'm just trying to teach it through the Al Aleem. But if you know the Istikhara by Bukhari. And I can tell people what that is too.
I will appreciate if you email or send.
And I can email everybody that too.
Yeah. But, SubhanAllah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
JazakAllah khairan. Yeah.
That's main thing, thing is surrender.
Yes, yes.
Always.
Yes. Yes, we get so lost in the world thing, you know?
Yeah, in the logical mind.
Yes.
Which has its place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
It does have Thank its
you.
Place.
Okay, Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Also, what's coming to me too is just to remember the brain mind always has a reason. If it's a reason, it's BS. It's a reason. It's like, oh, well, I should, or, you know, well, if I do this, this will happen. That's all reasons. That's all the mind has to have a reason for things. Whereas the divine will say, like for one person, she wanted to know, she was feeling that her husband was cheating on her. And so she kept asking Ya Aleem and doing the guidance prayer. And she did it for a few days, and then one day, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she heard really a loud voice that said, go to his computer now. And her husband had gone to the store. He left his computer on, and she went over to the computer, and she found out the truth of everything without going into detail. So if you really want to know the truth, it will, and you surrender and you ask, you will get a knowing or a sign or a vision or an intuition or a dream or something will happen to let you know. So everything is inside us. Is there any other question before we do Al Aleem? Ya Aleem? Okay. All right. So what I promised in this call was, let's see, guided meditation exercise to vision your next steps or to make a plan or to release your brain mind and connect it to your sacred heart to get guidance, divine guidance. So I'll take you through the steps of the guidance prayer and we will use the divine name, the divine code, Ya Aleem, master quality, meaning, oh, the all-knowing, you know everything, we know nothing. Increase my understanding, light, and knowledge of what is hidden and what is known. Okay, so I'll send you notes on all of this. So just open. So I invite you, let's just really take a couple of minutes and I'll be timing and I'll try to be quiet. So just for take a moment, beloveds, to just kind of sink into our hearts. Allah, 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 Yafata, 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 the opener, Yafata. Take a moment to sort of energetically bow your head to your heart. For those with a strong third eye, you can keep the third eye open, but it's just gently bowed, looking down at the eye of the heart. relaxing your belly fully in your body. Opening the chalice of your heart, really filling, opening yapata, yahak, 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 yahak. I'm just sort of transmitting to help you open, yahak, the truth of the divine knowledge written inside your soul before you're born, yahak, yapata, yawasya. Yawahab, all the divine beautiful codes we've been using. Whatever one have you found that works for you the best, just trying it out, opening your chalice, opening your cup, turning to the divine truth and love inside your divine chalice. Remembering you're a divine representative of God on this earth. The divine is inside you. Turning your heart away from the outside, turning it to the inside. Yahak, 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 yahak. And just through your intention, begin to intend to surrender your brain, mind, wishes, thoughts, to be willing to hear, know, see, imagine what the divine guidance is for you. And I invite you to, it works best when you have just one intention, one question. So the question is, this beloved, my true beloved, you would have me have. Or please give me a clear, knowing statement of what is my soul purpose. And the divine always responds with like a very clear thing. It's not a big, huge, convoluted thing. It'll say leader, teacher, healer, speaker of the truth, message bearer, you know, just it's very simple, but it will resonate deeply inside you. So I'm going to be quiet for 2 minutes. And so I invite you to just sit with what could you really surrender to today and ask and be willing to receive the answer, whether you think you'll like it or not. So asking. Crystal clear, one question. Give it one more minute. You're asking, what do you want divine guidance on? Okay, beautiful. So the key is to stay in our hearts. And we're looking with the divine eye of the heart, connected to the third eye, connected to the belly. We're kind of looking with that eye, that knowing. And I'm going to make a prayer for us, and then we'll begin to chant Ya-Aleem. So state your question. And we'll be asking, oh, Aleem, Ya Aleem, you, oh, you who are the all-knowing, the Most High, I ask of you, the all-knowing, through your knowledge, and I ask you to grant your ability through your power, and we beg your favor of infinite bounty. For surely you are the all-knowing. You know everything. We are limited in our knowledge. And you are the knower of what is hidden that we know not. Please ordain for me what is good for me in this life and in the hereafter for my affairs and my livelihood. Facilitate it for me and grant it. Grant me the knowing of it. Amen, amen, amen. Asking the angels, the prophets, the holy beings for help. Ya-Aleem. You can feel it in your chest if you want to chant along with it. Ya-Aleem. All-knowing. Ya-Aleem. 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 Let that in go all the way back towards your spine. Ya-Aleem, and opening your soul. Ya-Aleem, 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 Ya-Aleem. Ya-Aleem, is a beautiful light coming through, just open to the light of the all-knowing. Ya-Aleem, Ya-Aleem, opening the back of your throat also. Ya-Aleem, 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 Ya-Aleem. Ya-Aleem. Open your throat. There's a lot of light coming in. It's getting squished for some people in your throat. Open your throat. Ya-Aleem. 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 Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem. I promise you what Allah, God, Spirit, all that is, wants for you is greater than you could ever want for yourself. Better, always goodness, always mercy, always love, always joy, freedom, beauty. Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem. Maybe it didn't work out in the past, but it's going to work out now. Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem. Clearing whatever in your throats. Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem. Good. Ya Aleem, 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 Ya Aleem. Ya Aleem, open your heart to the knowledge, the power, and the energy that's required for your work. It will be given to you, as well as you'll be given enthusiasm, love, and freedom. Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem. Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem. Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, Ya Aleem, beautiful. Ya Aleem, 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 Aleem. Do a couple more minutes. Aleem, 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 So now just sit quietly with your heart, await a response, a feeling, a knowing, a hearing, a seeing, an idea. And trust that if it doesn't come in the moment, it will come later today in a dream, through a sign, through a person. Opening your left side, opening the receiving side. You may not know how to do it. Doesn't matter right now. We're just getting an answer. Not going into doing, just receiving. Aleem, Aleem. The how will come. It's now. It's just knowing. Aleem, 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 Aleem. If you feel any constriction in your heart, just say Aleem right into it. If you want to write anything down, write something down, anything you get. Aleem. And just say thank you for, if you get something or not get something, just say thank you. I trust that you are the all-knowing and you will let me know. I want to know.
I release my preference. Aleem, 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 feeling your feet. Aleem, 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 aleem. If energy, any energy moves, just let it move. Aleem, 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 so a lot of light came in with that. So just trust whatever you got. If you can write it down, writing is a manifesting technique. And if you get something that's like, how am I going to do that? Then just know that's the next question. After you get really clear on this guidance, then the next question becomes, yeah, Aleem, how? Yeah, Aleem, is there somebody I can connect with? Yeah, Aleem, you know, so just becomes one thing at a time. Yeah, Aleem. Yeah, Aleem. Remember, this will start cleaning your third eye. This will open up clear cognizance, gnosis, your inner sight, your inner knowing. So a lot of light came in with that, so. So while all the light's here, I'm gonna go into the next quality. So just, because this is how this one works. So this is a master, 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 master quality for moving into the higher dimensions. This is a Sufi chant. If you really want to open up the higher dimensions in your heart and the higher knowing, you chant this all the time, morning, noon, and night. Hak, hak, hak. So now, beloveds, I invite you to take the answer or no answer for what you got or what you think you got from the Aleem, whether it's your purpose, whether whatever question you asked, and whether you got a response or not. Staying with the question and the answer, or no answer, we're going to now bring in the light of Yah-Haq. Divine truth. It's a brilliant white light. It comes from the heavens all the way through us and into the earth. And it reveals that the divine God spirit all is the divine truth within all things. That is us. Reciting this divine name will bring a deeper understanding of the real truth within any situation. So we ask the all-knowing, and now we're asking for all divine truth, knowing a higher gnosis, to illuminate it even more. And if you didn't get an answer now, we're asking Yah-Haq, Yah-Haq. What you need to know. So I felt a few people struggling, and sometimes it's bringing up a place where we don't trust the divine. No wonder, because we've all been burnt by many things. And so it might illuminate the place where you don't want to listen to the truth, or where you don't want to hear the answer. Who knows what it'll do? It does what it does. So Yah-Haq. H-A-Q-Q, Yah-Haq. So you can either chant it or you can just let me transmit it. Yah-Haq, O divine truth, reveal what is hidden. Reveal what we need to know, what each beloved needs to know. Give them a deeper understanding of the real truth of what they're asking or what they need to know. Yah-Haq. Yahak. Yahak. And this also can just open up the inner heavens and your high heart. So again, we're staying in the heart, upper chest by the thymus, upper middle chest. Yahak. Hak. 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 Hak, 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 ya hak, 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 opening the truth of your divine reality, your divine knowing, ya hak, divine love, ya hak. Hawk, 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 divine purpose, yeah, hawk, next steps, yeah, hawk, yeah, hawk, 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 ya 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 hawk, 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 ya hawk. Yeah. So continue to chant this inside your being and just listen to anything you need to see, know, or understand. Yeah. Brings you to a very quiet place. No mind. Deeper, deeper, just surrender, let go. Yahak, 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 yahak. Maybe the divine just wants to take you into the ocean of love. So letting go into the river, into the ocean. Yahak, yahak, which would be the highest. Yahak. 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 Love is just a lot of love coming in. Just open to the love. If you have the love, what more could you want? Yeah. Yahak. 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 Yahak is one of the divine names that works fast and brings the fastest answer when repeated in one's heart. In surrender. It unfolds us with the light of truth and love and the divine reality. Soak in it. Let yourself soak in Yahak, the divine truth and love and reality of you, your divine nature, Yahak, Hak, 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 Hak. Yahak, the divine will never give you anything that is not good. Yahak, 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 Yahak. So doors and doors and doors are opening in your hearts. Just keep going. Hawk, 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 hawk. Move your body if you feel like you need to. It's just, it's a lot of light and support here today. Yeah, hawk, hawk. You are the love, not another. Everything is in love. The secret is in the love inside you, Yahak. Yahak. Let yourself just dissolve in the ocean of love. Take your chance. There is so much light coming in with this hawk, the love. Yeah, hawk. Say yes. Hawk, 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 hawk. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Kulu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lami led wa lami lad wa lami akun kufu wa nahad. Only one love. So if you're in a deep place, stay inside. Just don't, you know, keep staying inside your heart. If you feel complete, then just begin to wiggle your toes and sort of come back to the room, the Zoom room. But see if you can be in the room and in the divine love and light at the same time. Remember Awasia, we can do both. We can contain it all. We can be in the ecstasy, the love, the truth, the light. And we can be in the resistance. We can be in the room talking, and yet we're still flying inside our hearts, inside our being, or not. Accepting wherever we are in the moment. And remembering even more can come through signs, inspiration, dreams, through people, through your computer, infinite ways for your answer to come. Yeah, hawk, 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 hawk. The divine knowing, the divine truth. Yeah, hawk, yeah, aleem. Yeah, aleem, yeah, hawk. So would anybody like to check in or not, or just want to stay quiet? It's already been an hour. Crazy how time flies. Yeah. So if anybody wants to check how that process was for them or not, it's up to you. There's no have to. If it would help your heart and help the group heart to share, that would be lovely. If not, no need to.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Can I say how powerful that was?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Ah. Very, very powerful. And the answer did come. So I'm just going to... I'm so grateful.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so you want to be thankful, yeah, to the divine, yeah, Hak, yeah, Aleem. You want to kind of write it down, so you kind of,
yeah, if
you, yeah, unless you've got it, yeah.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, this stuff thank works. You. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, Hak. Yeah, sometimes we have to be patient, but it works, and it works. Yeah, Hawk. There's so much love, I can hardly talk. There's so much love that came in through that. I just, you know, you are loved, beloveds. We call them beloveds because we're always saying, be loved. That's where beloved comes from. Be loved. You are loved. Feel your legs. Bring heaven to earth. Somebody's legs are lighting up. I don't know why. Maybe it's mine. So it's for this world. It's not just for the next world. We don't have to die to go to heaven. It's here. Inside us.
I could feel so much light coming in. And there was this little kind of cartoon kid running around swinging a banner. And it said one thing first, and then it had two things. And then when we switched to Hawk, and you said the ocean, it was like I saw myself in a tube going down like this river, like a lazy river. And then there was just a gentle dip. And I was in this ocean and I could see like the sand, what do you call them? Starfish. And a dolphin came up to me and I was just petting it, and I could feel, I could literally feel like the heat of the sun on me.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful. That's hawk for you.
Yeah. I could feel it pouring in me. I was like, oh, wow. So clear, because I was like, have to make me clear, because it's like, I know it. And then, you know how sometimes people speak with you and they're like, well, I'm like, no, I need to know the truth. Yeah. Me, right. The truth, not the truth somebody else is telling me.
Right.
And that's when I just started feeling all that. And it just felt so good.
Alhamdulillah. Praise mm-hmm. All praises to the one.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hawk. So, you know, beloveds, if you only take one thing from this class, work with Hawk. For those that are ready, it'll take you into the fourth and fifth dimension. It'll take you where you're returning your soul to the divine love and the truth of your being. Not who you think you are, not who your parents told you are, not who you programmed to be. It will complete your and purify your heart. And so, you know, waking, sleeping, hawk, 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 working, chopping wood, hawk, hawk, hawk. And, you know, for those of you that resonate with this, you know, you're meant for the path of the heart. And then the higher mind will open, but it's first to solidify and purify your heart. And you'll complete when you dissolve completely, you're returning your soul to the soul of Allah to in divine union. And you become the ocean in a drop, not a drop in the ocean. The ocean is you, the ocean of the love. And that's contained in the hawk, even though it's just think it's just truth. The truth is your divine love. So, you know, just I encourage you to keep going with that until it becomes your reality all the time. Would anybody else like to share? Or and if you're struggling, that's okay too. And Bonnie, compassion, asked about divine livelihood and got lovelihood and lovelihood. I love it. Yeah, lovelihood. So I'm just going to read. I was guided to read this because, you know, this is really our fourth and final healing call. We'll be doing something completely different on the last call. So I just want to read you this. This is the essence of the Sufi path. And it's been my honor and privilege to share this with you all. It has meant so much to me to share what's meant so much to me to share it with you. And it works. It's a technology that works. So I invite you to just kind of close your eyes, opening, keeping your heart open, because a lot of people are feeling this love. There was so much love came through. So I just want to kind of, this is a transmission from your to your soul, from my soul to your soul, but it's really from the soul of the divine. Through the prophets, through all the divine prophets and cosmic beings, and down through to my spiritual guide who's on the other side, Sidi Muhammad al-Jamal or Rafaya Shadali, who came to bring these secret teachings to the ones who are here to carry the message, and that's us. We are the prophets of our time. We are the Noah of our time. So just open to receive this transmission of who you are. That comes through Al-Haq and Al-Aleem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. When you find the love, you find yourself. The secret is in the love. You are the love, not another. Everything is in the love, and everyone needs the love. If you find this, what more could you want? When you know, what could you want? When you have the knowledge of the love, Yahaq, you feel peace in your heart. The jewels are inside you. This is the holy meaning. When you understand, then you are the meaning, the holy meaning. But look and reach so that you find every meaning and do not hesitate, because inside every meaning in the divine name is the quality of the love. The love has seven qualities, and this love knows no differences. If the Muslims, Jews, Christians, and the people of any religion knew their religion well, there would be only one religion, the religion of love, peace, mercy, justice, freedom, and beauty. Leave everything outside that is not useful, and give everything to God, the divine source, all that is, to live inside the divine's garden of love. Remember the divine name of God at every waking moment, and you will find it beside you to help you walk in this way. Be courteous with everyone you meet. Give them mercy to help them to know the meaning of this love. Give and listen to everyone who speaks to you. Listen with the ear of your heart, because this is the voice of the divine speaking to you, trying to help you to know. If you hear another voice, it is wrong, meaning the voice of your head. Open your heart to the divine, and the divine will give you everything. Then your heart will feel quiet, and you will see the love, only the love, only the love. You are the reflection of God. There is nothing, only the one. Where is another? Give everything to the divine, and you will begin to know who you are. When the divine made you, the divine made beauty and goodness. Live with the people on the outside, but hear only the inside voice of the divine. Those who live in the outside world are like jewels that need cleaning. They need the fire to burn away all their imperfections so that the jewel may reflect its inner beauty. If you are not clean, then how can you find the love? The Sufi way is the straight way, walking a straight path to the divine inside our hearts. Let nothing on either side block the vision of the straight way. Don't ask why or what. I will ask the divine to send mercy and peace to everyone, because the divine is the peace. If you want the divine, remember that the divine gives you what you want. Don't be afraid. The divine will not give to you anything that is not good. Every student needs the divine. When your heart feels love, then everything around you is quiet and at peace. Live to love and to know the divine. Give your time for the divine, and the divine will change you, cleaning your heart of everything but the love. This is the message of all the prophets and the saints and the holy ones. It can be difficult, but at the same time, it is a very easy way. When you want to know, then the divine will help anyone who wants to know. Yeah, huck, 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 huck. Huck. Okay. So God willing, you know, everybody receives a taste of what that divine love is, ecstasy, bliss, truth, knowledge is in their own way, in their own heart and soul and spirit. And when you have the love, what more could you want? And it's not like a concept. It's just such a tasting. It's a honey. A balm, freedom, truth, ecstasy, bliss. What Rumi talks about is the wine of the love. It's very, can be very subtle, very quiet, peaceful, in alignment with whatever your nature is. And there are no words. Words do not do it justice. Yeah, hawk, 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 hawk. hawk, 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 hawk. If anybody would like to write in the chat box or have a question or a comment. It's like I can't even hardly talk, you guys, which is unusual for me. So much love, so much light, so much whatever. As we're doing this together, it's the power of a group coming together with the same focus. Angels look for groups who are remembering divine names of the divine. Yeah, hawk. They're always flying around. Where's there a group remembering the divine? Yahak, 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 Yahak. May each of us in our own place on the planet light up inside. And as you light up, it's lighting up your town, it's lighting up your family. Believe me, this is no small thing that you're doing. What you're doing affects many. But always first for you. You first, my love. Yahak. Hawk, 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 hawk. Be the tree. Next week we'll be having you just be the tree, the divine tree in this world. And it will connect you to everything that you need for what you ask for. Yeah, hawk. And the highest is love, to be the love, to be the peace, to be the beauty. Without trying, you just become it. Hawk, 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 hawk. It's nothing to do, just be. Hawk, 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 hawk. And then you know with certainty that you are guided. And you can trust the divine. Yeah, hawk, 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 hawk. Okay, Zenobia, whoever that is, was late to today's call, but this says it was wonderful. So much energy. She or he went into a deep meditative state. They're tired now, just want to sleep. Deep vibration inside of me, a shift. Yeah, follow what your body needs. It can keep working on you while you're out. Sometimes we get knocked out so our mind won't get in the way. Just knock us out. It's like, so you don't think, because the thinking gets in the way. So just go with it. Go with whatever moves you. And then Mehar says, thank you, Lord, all the prophets, and Sidi, my teacher, in our group. May each of us find the peace, love, and freedom and compassion, joy of the divine. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Yeah, Bonnie, I'm going to use that one again. Open to our lovelihood and our livelihood. Our lovelihood.
And Maria said, just became overtook with emotion of joy and happiness and freedom.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's what happens. After our heart completes with the divine love and the hawk, then our dome of freedom begins to open and our divine gnosis. And many, many secrets, which I'm not supposed to talk of, so I'll be a good girl. So I won't be smitten, I won't be smited. So yeah, this is a true path, thousands of years old, transmitted cleanly through the ages, hidden, and now it's here for us. Yeah, hawk, 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 hawk.
Susan says, I always smell a deep scent of some exotic flower every call we have, and I also get the same scent when I listen to the audios.
Oh, beautiful. Probably her scent of her divine fragrance. Is it like jasmine or roses, or can she give us a hint so I can smell it? It's probably your divine fragrance inside you. And just see if there's a flower that, you know, they'll show you a divine flower that you are inside your heart. Is there a color to it? Is there jasmine?
Yeah, I believe it's jasmine.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really heavy but beautiful scent.
Yasmin, it's probably your scent. You know, there's a Sufi, some Sufi people are called Yasmin, and they're healers. They're really good healers. Are you a healer? Or?
Yeah, I have a lot of healing gifts, yes.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't use them so much.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to open. Maybe, who knows? Yasmin, spread your fragrance.
Yeah,
beautiful. Jasmine, yeah, in Arabic, Yasmin. Jasmine, yeah, beautiful, beautiful fragrance.
And it was me who wrote to you about, I feel so sleepy.
Okay.
I didn't know it didn't say my name.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah, because I made a mistake and gave everybody Zenobia's link. So, so that's good. Just, yeah, if you have a strong mind and if you feel sleepy, just go with it. Your body knows what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just go to sleep in the garden of your jasmine flowers.
I have to do that.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful call.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we thank the angels, the prophets, the teachers, the saints, and each of us for what we bring in our sincerity. This path only works with sincere hearts. So it means all of you have sincere hearts. And you want to know the truth, and you want the love. And you are the love. Ooh. Bonnie says, between saints, there are no secrets. Well, there's not all saints here yet. Including me. Very high station, saints. My teacher was a saint. They knew he was a saint because he, first of all, he died on 11/11, 2016, I believe. And he died when he was in America. He came here to do his last teachings in America because he said he came here because we are the ones to carry the message, you know, his Sufi community here. And, you know, we carry the message to you and we keep growing the message bearers. At any rate, he didn't arrive to his homeland in Jerusalem, where he's buried on the Mount of Olives, the top of the Mount of Olives, which is a very sacred place in Jerusalem. And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, they knew he was a saint. Because when he, it just reminded me with Yasmin, when his body arrived 2 weeks later in Jerusalem, he was still warm and he had a fragrance of love around him. When his son opened up his casket, the box. So that's a sign. So may we all have that sign, living or dead. So, yeah. So. He was the one that brought me the truth. My whole life, that's all I wanted was the truth, al-haq. And this is a path that has it. So, beloveds, a couple more minutes for questions, check-ins. Otherwise, I invite you, if you haven't booked your one-on-one healing session, Package B people and C people, please book it. Waiting for, I've shipped everybody's hand kits. And so anybody that purchased a hand kit, I'm waiting for your handprints to come back so I can read them. Your homework, should you choose to accept it, will always be to sit with Yahak, Hak, 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 Hak in your upper chest. Hak, 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 Hak. This will open up your higher dimensions, open up more love, and just it opens up just like what Maria Menounos said. It opens up like a tube or a river, and your soul just surrenders to the divine and completes itself in dissolving in the ocean of love. That's the secret of Hak. So, one more minute, and then I'll just finish with the prayer of light. I will also email everybody just something that wasn't in the program, but I feel guided to give you. There is also a specific guidance prayer for big, when you're asking for big things like car, soul purpose. Is this my true beloved? Should I get divorced? You know, should I go to this school or that school? That, you know, this things like that. I will send you a guidance prayer that you can use on your own that came to us from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasalam. This is the specific prayer that he gave to his tribe when they wanted to know guidance. And it's the prayer that the people that I told you stories about used. So one last, anybody want anything?
I'm loving all of the comments about flowers. Okay, Bonnie good. Said gardenia and lilies here. And
oh, Corinne, beautiful.
When I look around the room, I see all the walls are covered in flowers.
Beautiful.
And then Bonnie again, I think this is when you were talking about CD, said similar to ours, mine, they never really leave. And then Mehar asks, says, SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, Ya Rabb. Please give us his name, please. And I
whose name?
Are you referring CDs? To our teacher?
Sidi Muhammad Al-Jamal Shadali Arafai.
I'll type it in the chat.
Okay. Yeah, and if anybody, I'll put this in the email when I send the link, but if anybody wants to pursue the Sufi path, a good book is Music of the Soul. And I will, again, I'll write it. And it is by, it's the complete teachings of Sufism by Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid Al-Jamal Arafai Ashadali. And you can get the book on SufiMaster.org. And again, I will put this in the email so you don't have to remember it. So stay in your heart. Keep with the hawk, baby. So I can do the prayer of light and let you receive even more. Yes. And yes, my teacher is still with me and I miss him terribly on the outer, but he is always here on the inner. And I know he helps me and helps all of you with this class. May Allah sanctify his secret. Yes. So yeah, Music of the Soul. Could be bought at SufiMaster.org. Music of the Soul is like the Bible book, has everything you need in it. Okay. And then I'll probably be sending out a survey to see if people want to do anything more with me after this. But I'll send a survey out to see what opens, if anything. Okay, beloveds, thank you so much. Yahak Ya Alim. God is the knower. God is the truth. God is the love. And in the highest, it is helping us to remember that we are the love. And the divine loves beauty. And when God made you, God made goodness and beauty. God made you love. And when you find the love, what more could you want? I ask the angels to continue to help you, the prophets, the saints, the guides, the ones that support you, to continue to open, to do the practices if you feel called. And I ask this by the prayer of light. So just bowing your head, opening your heart, your chalice for even more. May your journey be, oh my goodness, how much more can I receive? And there is always more goodness. Allahumma ijal fi qalb hadal insan nuran. O Allah, pleased, put light in the hearts of these humans. Wa fi nafs hadal insan nura, in light in the soul. Wa fi ruh hadal insan nura, in light in the spirit. Wa fi akal hadal insan nura, in light in the divine intellect of these humans. Allahumma ijal an yamani hadal insan nura. O Allah, ya mu'min, please to put the light of faith and trust on their right side. Wa an yasri hadal insan nura. Ya muhaiman, please to put the light of protection on their left side. Wa minamami hadal insan nura. Ya aziz, a beautiful strong light in front of them to make the way easy and straight. Wa min kalfi hadal insan nura. Ya Jabbar, a beautiful, compelling light out behind them. Watata Akdami Hadal Insan Nora. Ya Salam, peace, safety, security underneath their feet. Wafauki Rausi Hadal Insan Nora. Ya Kudus, 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 Kadosh, 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 a beautiful, holy light above their head. So that they listen only to the light of the divine and not the lower mind. Ya Kudus. Allahumma ijali hadal insan nura. O Allah, Mother, Father, Spirit, God, Source, the one that breathes us and beats our hearts, make us all light. Make our whole selves light, down to the bone marrow of our bones, to our organs, to our brains, and all of the light around us, above, below, right, left, front, back. Inside and out, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir. Make us whole selves light, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir, Yamuti Kabir. Asking this by the Surah Fatiha to open it even more. Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Hidina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, Sirat Al-Adina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayr Al-Maghdubi Alayhim Waladali. Ameen. Ameen. Wow, you guys are so loved. Be loved, beloveds. Be loved, be Habibis. Habibs and Habibis, beloveds of the divine. Okay, beloveds, next Monday, 1 o'clock. And book your healing sessions, and I will send you email with all the particulars. Salam alaikum. Have a blessed afternoon. And anybody celebrating Ramadan, Eid Mubarak. And may you receive the full blessings of your fast. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bye.